All right, guys, I'm here with the legend, Jordan Belfort. Thank you for being here, Jordan.
What's up?
So there's this piece in the conference that you did today where you were talking about how you manage and train people, like you're making sure to have a system in place where they get 1% better every single day.
Right.
How do you go about actually implementing it? Maybe you can share a piece of the system that you go about.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, rather than the system itself, the key is the consistency of training with someone. So, what I learned very young in the business is that what you say to a salesperson every once in a while, you know, it doesn't really have that much of an impact. It's what you say to them every single day, day in and day out, and you reinforce with role playing and actual skills training and not just motivation. So I think the key is that, you know, when you have a system, there are certain elements that, you know, that comprise the system. So there's an open, there's the body, there's the close, there's how you overcome objections, right? That's one aspect. But more importantly, whatever that system is, you need to be reinforcing that and training your sales force every single day, day in, day out, and engaging in active role playing with them. So that's just a crucial thing. Otherwise, you know, you're leaving it up to chance whether the people really are trained up to the level they should be at. And what I found is that salespeople that are trained well and motivated are the ones that do the best.
And how fast do you get rid of people who just don't want to get 1% better every single day?
Well, I mean, listen, you know, those people don't last very long in a sales force that I'm managing or if I'm advising people on. And equally, even if people are getting better, they need to have a positive attitude. You don't want negativity in the sales force. So it's important to eliminate negative people, people that aren't on the program. And I think people that don't want to improve on a daily basis end up very quickly self-selecting themselves out. They, like, when you have a really well-performing sales force, they drop out anyway, but you want to get rid of those people as quickly as possible.
Yeah, so you always mention also, you look for people who are sharp, on point, professionals, good attitude, who are in the repetition, who are resilient. And what are other, like, qualities you look for, like, when you recruit somebody like our guy, Alex, who's a top producer now?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the most important things that I look at is I like to take people who are young, hungry, desire. They might not be trained yet in terms of sales. They might have not all the rough edges smoothed out in their sales skills. But that's easy to train those people up and to get them to the highest level. So I look for people who are young. When I say young, that doesn't mean what age they're at. Young at heart, ready to learn, eager to embrace, they want to make a lot of money, and they're ready to listen. That's the things that I look for. The most important things, they're ready to listen, they're ready to be part of a team, and they're not, you know, closed-minded. I think they know it all. So when you find that type of person that's hungry to make money, that wants to learn, those are the best ones of all.
Fantastic. Jordan, thank you very much.
You got it, buddy.